1 Timothy chapter number 4. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 10. If you want to stand on reading God's Word, it says, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the Lord, in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially to those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. And neglect not the gift that is in thee, which is given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, and that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear." As we look at this tonight in Timothy, and Paul's writing to young Timothy, in the first part of the chapter, chapter 4, he's a warning of apostasy. He says you need to watch out for apostasy. He said, because it's coming. He said that the Spirit expresses it, that in the last days there'll be apostasy upon land, a departing from the faith. We're seeing that everywhere. Amen. We're seeing people departing from the faith. So you see that in chapter 1 and verse number 4. People's departing from the faith. We're seeing it. Amen. As I was talking to people, I believe it was yesterday, and we was talking about this, how even some people that were rooted, you thought were rooted and grounded in the faith, praise God, they just turned their back on God, and you couldn't get them into church with a search warrant. They just won't have nothing to do with God or godliness. And he said there'll be giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. He said, so this apostasy is coming. Said it's right there. But he said what we need to do in verse number 10, he said we just need to trust in the Lord. Amen? We see all this stuff in the world. The world's become a wicked, wicked place. But I want to say that it is not bad enough where God can't change things. Let me say that again. It's not bad enough where God can't change. He can't turn it around because God is in control. Amen? It's just like we've been preaching. God is in control. He's not still in control. He's always been in control. Amen? And He always will be. So He says that we need to watch, amen, for apostasy. Said we need to trust in the Lord. And Paul tells us here, young Timothy, he said, as we just trust in the Lord, the living God. I'm glad I don't serve a dead God. I'm glad my God's alive tonight. He's alive and well. He's sitting on the throne, praise God, that throne of grace and mercy, looking down on us with tender and compassionate eyes, wanting to help us, praise God, in every aspect of our life. He wants to touch our hearts, our homes, our children, our grandchildren, our communities, our neighborhoods, our churches, our government, praise God, and our nation. Praise the Lord. Amen. God would love it if we'd just come together in one mind and one accord. Every man, woman, boy, and girl in the whole world looking for peace from Him, the true peace giver. And God could pass. Hey, there ain't no telling what we could have in this world today if we could come together in love and just love each other and take the talent and ability that God gives you and I and the people in the world and come together in one mind, one accord to do the thing, praise God, and be pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Could you imagine what it'd be like? So Paul tells Timothy here, he said, we got to just trust in the Lord. And he said, we got to just move on. Amen. I want to preach tonight just a little while on that thought, if God will help me, on time to advance. Amen. On time to advance. Praise God, if we're just, as we're walking with the Lord and we're serving the Lord, praise God, in these last days that we live, praise God, we must move into new territory, places that we've never been before. You said, preacher, I just don't know about all that. What are you talking about? I'm talking about getting out of our slothfulness, praise God, and getting in out of our content state and getting to a place where you say, you know what, I'm just going to get a little closer to the Lord. I'm going to make up a plan in my heart that every day I'm going to get a little bit closer to the Lord and more of a right relationship with Him every day. Amen. Praise God. Time to advance. It's time to get close. It's time to move up. Amen. To the Lord. Time to take on new territory. Praise God. Time to begin to look at things in retrospect and see how God would have us to see them and do what God would have us to do. Amen. But we're all a part of this big plan. God's big picture, praise God, that He's trying to paint today. Amen. We take on new territory. You say, Pastor, how do you do that? By growing spiritually. Amen. Now, don't raise your hand, but I just want to ask you, are you growing spiritually? Amen. We ought to be growing together spiritually in the Lord. We ought to be seeking, praise God, that'll help us to mature. And we ought to be little old babies on the milk no more, praise God. We ought to be up on the true meat of the Word, taking it and believing it. Praise God, when it convicts our heart, when it messes with us, praise God, and convicts us and shows us the error of our ways, we ought to pout, and we ought to get mad at God, and we ought to get mad at the preacher, and we ought to get mad at the people at the church. We ought to just repent and just draw close to God and ask Him to help us like He's never helped us before. That's what we need today. It's time to advance, praise God, to a place where God can use each and every one of us. That's what Paul was telling Timothy. He said, it's time to advance. He said, son, it's time to buck up. Praise God, and just look up and just trust the Lord, praise God, to give you that you need to encourage people along the way unto salvation. Praise God. He said, you're trusting the living God, who is the Savior of all men, not just a few. He's the Savior of all men. He wants everybody to be saved. He would that none should perish, but all would come to repentance. Amen? All would come to repentance. There's a lot of people today that say they're saved and they've never repented. Hello? Amen? Come on now, stay with me. There's a lot of people today that say they're saved and they've never repented of their sins. Amen. You can't live that way, praise God. You can't be saved and still be living in sin. God, that ain't the way God has this planned out. We get saved, praise God, then we separate ourselves from sin. We grow spiritually in the Lord. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, how do you do it? It's time to advance. It's time to move up. That's what Paul told Timothy. It's time to take on new territory. It's time to grow spiritually. And then he tells him how to do it. He says there's new truths to learn. Amen. Listen to what he says. He says, don't let them despise your youth. He said, be thou an example. That word example literally means a pattern for people to go by. Amen. Could you say today that your life is a pattern of Christianity? Oh, me. Is our life a pattern of Christianity? In other words, are you Christ-like in every endeavor, everything you do, in your attitude, amen, the things you do, the things that you say, amen? God help us. He said it'd be an example because He said you're an example to believers, an example of believers, what they should be. He said in word, the things that you say, and in conversation, that's the conduct that we have. Hello? Man, it's awful quiet in here tonight. Everybody ought to be saying, amen, preacher! Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, we ought to be a pattern, example, amen, to believers in what we do, what we say, how we act. And he said, in charity. Now, what is that? That's in love. That's love in action. We are to be an example of love in action to people. Amen. Just loving them, praise God, even when they're unlovable. He said, in spirit, we ought to be spirit-filled. Amen. How do you get spirit-filled? By being filled with the Word of God. That's where the Spirit comes from, the Word of God. And in faith. You got to have faith to have the Spirit. Without the Spirit, you don't. Without faith, you can't have the Spirit of God. But he said, when you get the faith, praise God, you get the Spirit. And when you get the faith and the Spirit, praise God, he said, then you get the purity. God gives you a pure heart, a pure heart of love. Amen? It's time to advance, praise God. It's time to move up. It's time to get where God can use us in these last days. Hello, listen to me. God's opening big old doors right now. Amen? He's opening them in communities. He's opening them in our government. People that were hardcore are starting to say, you know what? Well, maybe it'll get better. Amen? Yeah, there's like a, you know, something's shaking up here. And they're looking, they're saying, well, maybe, just maybe. You know what's happening? Hope is coming. Amen. They're starting to see hope. Hope is in the Lord, praise God. Hope is in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope is in God's people. We ought to be pacing it out in a liberal fashion. Saying, glory to God. Hey, listen, God is in control. I've been preaching it for several weeks. God is in control of every situation. God is the one, praise God, that's going to see us through and one day call us unto Himself. That's a promise. That's what God has given us. So it's time to just advance to the place that God would have us to be. Praise the Lord. It's time. Time to move up. It's the time to learn. Amen. Spiritual growth comes from learning. From learning about the Lord. He said, till I come, give attendance to reading. Now, that means to be attentive to reading. He's talking about public and private reading. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hey, sometimes it's good just to read it out loud where people can hear it. Sometimes it's good to read it out loud so that we can hear it. Amen? I read a lot of times out loud to myself so I can hear what God's saying to me. You say, well, preacher, I can read to myself and in my spirit I hear it. Praise God. Yeah, but I like to hear it in my ear. Amen? God designed it the spoken word would be registered in our ears. Amen. So he said we need to read it, praise God, in public and in private. He said to exhort. That's to encourage and to uplift. The word ought to be encouraging and uplifting people today. He said to doctrine, be exhorted to doctrine. That's a biblical truth. That's biblical instruction. Amen. I was talking to a fellow today and he said something about doctrine or something. I said, well, there's a lot of people today said that you don't need to be preaching doctrine, Brother Jeff. You need to stay away from the doctrine and just preach the Bible. I said, what? He said, yeah, stay away from the doctrine and just preach the Bible. I said, what is doctrine? He said, well, it's just those things that, you know, that people think about and they want to argue about. I said, doctrine is biblical instruction. Amen. And if you don't preach doctrine, you're not preaching nothing. You don't have nothing to preach if you're not preaching doctrine, biblical instruction, biblical truth. That is instruction. Amen. The truths of the Bible, the truths that we have, new truths to learn. Hey, there's none of us arrived yet. We're all capable of learning. Amen. Praise God. To exhortate and to doctrine. And he said, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on the hands of the presbytery. So he says here, said we get the biblical truths. Amen. We need to be learning. And he said when we need to realize that we've got new battles to fight. Amen. These new battles to fight every day. Hey, declare war on the devil. Now, when you declare war on the devil, it's not going to make you popular with the people. Amen. Because it'll bring attention to you that a lot of people don't want on them. Hello? When you declare war on the devil, when you declare a righteous way, it's going to be a whole lot of people that'll fall out with you. Ain't going to be all up here that you thought was your friends, praise God. When you try to stand upon this book, they'll shun you, they'll leave you, they'll turn their back on you, praise God, and they won't be your friend no more. Hello? I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. You begin to proclaim the doctrine, the instruction. You begin to tell people, praise God, that you begin to battle with the devil instead of just giving in to him. And you'll find out, praise God, a lot of your friends ain't really your friends. Hello? Come on. When we take on the new battles, praise God, then we realize that we have new victories to win. Amen. I don't know about you. I like victory. I like to win. I'm pretty competitive. Amen. You'll never forget that. Just because I knocked a pregnant woman down. Amen. She was trying to win. Amen. But we've got victories to win. Victories, praise God, includes our children, our grandchildren, our families, our homes, our churches, our communities where we live. And we're fighting the devil. But it doesn't have to be an uphill battle, praise God, because we're on the winning side. We're fighting from the top down. Amen. Praise God. And last time I looked, we are the winners. Praise God. We just need to trust the Lord. Just keep pressing on. But we can't become content with where we're at. If we become content, then we just become stale. Amen? And content and stale don't work good. Amen. Thomas Edison said this. He said, restlessness is discontent. And discontent is the first necessity of progress. Amen? Discontent, to be discontent. If you're content, you'll never press forward. You'll never go nowhere else. Amen? But if we're discontent with where we're at, we're discontent about where our families are at, our children, our grandchildren, our homes, our state, our churches, praise God, we can press forward for the cause of Christ. What Paul's telling Timothy, he said, you can't become content where you're at. He said, don't let them despise your youth. Just get in there, read and study and exhort and give them the truth of the Word of God. Amen. He said, that's what makes a difference. Amen. When you begin to show them the truth. Amen. We can't be content. We can't be satisfied with status quo. Thomas Edison went on to say, show me a thoroughly satisfied man and I'll show you a failure. Amen. If we're totally satisfied and content where we're at, we'll never press to anything bigger. Hello? I come to the conclusion today, praise God. I'm not satisfied where we're at. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. Hey, I'm not content with where we're at. I want us everyone to be closer to the Lord. I want our families in. I want everybody, each and every one of us loving on each other and loving Lord Jesus Christ supreme. Amen. When Jesus says, will I find faith when I come? Those that's faithful to Him, those that's still praying and seeking His faith, I won't say, yes, Lord. Here we are. We're Your people. We love You. We're looking for You. Amen. Praise God. The reason that He would say this, not to be content, He wasn't content. Amen. Thomas Edison, he wasn't content with the way it was. Because he was a working man. Him and Einstein, them fellers, they didn't sleep about 4 hours a night. He said, Einstein said, that's all you need. Well, he was right on the verge of being a lunatic. He was a genius, but he's just right on the verge of being cuckoo. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But they said, you don't need but 4 hours. Praise God. But they were looking to press forward. They were looking to advance. Thomas Edison said, you know what? It'd be nice if I could work on up into the night, but I just can't see good. So he invented the light bulb. Amen. Praise God. So he said, let me just turn the light on for you. Praise God. And he did. Amen. You remember back in the Western days? When the saying was, go west, young man. Amen. You see it now, all the westerns. I didn't live back then. I'm not that old. But he said, go west. And you know what they did? They was young men. They was families, praise God, that gathered up, loaded up a wagon and headed west. You know what? They didn't go just a little ways and give up. They went, hey, they were heading for California. Amen. They was heading, praise God. And they said, you know what? They was many times they'd say, hey, boy, this is a pretty nice little spot. And they said, you know what? No, we're going to California. And they wasn't let up. They wouldn't quit. They pressed on. Because it was a time to advance. It was a time to go, praise God. It had done a burden on their heart. It done settled in. Praise God, they wasn't content where they was at. And they wanted something better. Amen. Something they thought was better. So they pressed on west. Amen. They pressed on till they got to where they thought they needed to be. Amen. I'm afraid we settle too easy on where we think we need to be. He would say, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them. See, that's what they did. That's what Edison did. That's what Einstein did. That's what the people that went west did and built this country to what it is. They weren't content with status quo, praise God. They kept pressing just a little further. Amen. As children of God, we ought to be pressing every day just a little bit further. Amen. Lifting each other up just a little bit higher so we can get a peek over into glory. Amen. Hey, you know what's wrong with a lot of churches? We've never got a peek into glory to where we have something to look forward to. Amen. We've heard things, but praise God, we've never truly ourselves got a peek over into glory. What's over there? Praise the Lord, as a young lady talking the other day, and she said, you know what, them streets of gold, amen, them pearly gates, the streets of gold, as it were, Prince Grant Black, she said, the throne room of grace, where God Almighty and the Son are sitting enthroned. My, won't that be something to behold? Glory, hallelujah, won't it? Amen. My country, something to behold, praise God. And we aren't to be satisfied till we can see it. Amen. Sometimes we get a little peek at it here, but one day we'll see it. We'll see the Lord face to face. But notice what he says here. He said, that thy profiting may appear to all. See, that's progress. That's advance. That's advancing. But he said, take heed unto thyself. So we got to pay attention to self. Self hinders us more than anybody that you know. Amen. Self will hinder you more than anybody that you know. It'll get in your way. It'll keep you from progressing. It'll keep you from advancing. Amen. For the Lord, for the cause of Christ. He says, and unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Amen. That's knowing the Bible. What the Bible says. You know, that doctrine, that biblical instruction that God gives us. And he said, we need to do it. He said, continue in them. There's that consistency. You know what we're missing in churches? You know what we're missing in families, in homes, in our nation? We're missing consistency. There's no consistency in anything anymore. When you lose consistency in the Word of God, you lose consistency in everything. People become slack. And we need that consistency in our life. Amen. Praise God. So notice the advancement. He said, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself. So here's the advancement. He said, you save yourself. Amen. Save yourself. You save yourself from what? From the devil and the snare of the devils. The devil. Devils. Demons. Amen. Praise God. And you save others. He said, save thyself and them that hear thee. So what do we have? We have an advancement. He said, praise God, you advance to the saving of your own soul, the saving of your own household, the saving of your own people, the saving and the helping to save those that you love and hold dear. And praise God, and because you do it, you keep pressing on, praise God, you keep advancing. He said, then you get to see those that hear you saved. Amen. This thing just keeps getting bigger and better. Praise the Lord. But it's time to advance. He said, Paul tells Timothy, he says, it's time to advance. No place for retreat, no place to back up. It's time to advance, to move forward. When's the time to advance? When's a good time to advance? Right now. Right now is a good time to advance. The devil is rocked back on his heels. Amen? Praise God. They think going that the devil can't figure out himself. Oh, devil's he was shouting for glee. He thought he was a winner. He thought he was a winner at Calvary. He thought he was a winner before the resurrection. He thought he was a winner before this last election. But praise God, he's back on his heels. Because God Almighty, praise God, is going to prevail. And it's time to advance. It's time for you and I to advance, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. When? Right now. It's time to advance. It's time to move ahead. Time to move on just a little further, praise God. Toward the goodness of the Lord. Recognizing who He is. Picking our battles and fighting them with the help of the Lord. Amen. Studying and reading and to show ourselves approved unto the Lord. Not being content where we're at. Don't raise your hand, but have you become content, pretty much content where you're at? Amen. Most of us have. Amen. It's easy to move up to a certain spot and just find yourself what we used to say, a proverbial spot, and just dig in there. That's well and good. But when we find our proverbial spot and we dig in there, praise God, we ought to dig in there just long enough, like they did in these Tar Heel State, dig in long enough to plan the next battle to move forward. Amen. To continue to move forward, to advance for the cause of Christ. Amen. We have to come together. He said, you need to come together. He said, you need to meditate, you need to study, you need to give yourself wholly unto the word of God, and take it and move forward a little bit every day. A little every day for the good cause of Christ. Pay attention to yourself. Be consistent in your dealings. And ask God to help you. Advance yourself and bring along those others with you. Amen. Those children, those little grandchildren. Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you, the older I get, the more these little old grandbabies. Amen. God help. We need to encourage them in the Lord. Amen. We need to encourage them in the Lord. It blessed my heart the other night. I didn't know if they'd do it or not, but I asked that row back there, young'uns, to come up here, Brother Jeff, and help me sing. Amen. And we sung It's Still the Blood. And they come up here and gathered around here with me, and we sung that Sunday night. I believe, yes, Sunday night. What a blessing. Amen. And they were apprehensive, but they would have been content just to sit back there. But I couldn't be content with them just sitting back there. Amen. I said, come up here and help me. And they were apprehensive, but they come. And then I guarantee you that when it was said and done, they were glad they did. Amen. Because they done something for Jesus. But you know what? When the next time, it'll make it just a little bit easier to do that. And they said, well, I've done it before. I guess I can do it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see what I'm saying tonight? It's time to advance, every one of us, to move forward just a little bit more, a little closer to the Lord, to do a little more for Him in the day that we're living. Amen? Praise the Lord.